From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and this is On Point. We're going to talk about a couple of significant national stories today. We'll spend most of the hour exploring the major Supreme Court cases about LGBTQ rights and the workplace. But first, let's get the latest on the impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. In a letter sent to House Democrats, the White House says it will refuse to comply with congressional document and testimony requests. The letter, written by White House counsel, called the impeachment inquiry, quote, constitutionally illegitimate proceedings. So we're joined now by Jonathan Karl. He's chief White House correspondent for ABC News. John, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hello. Good to be here.
Good to have you. So first of all, tell us a little bit more about this letter that was sent to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and key House Democrats here from the White House. What is the White House counsel saying?
Basically stonewall everything, and this is what they had been doing, and now they are making it official in the letter to the speaker. It means they will not cooperate whatsoever with the impeachment inquiry. That means the witnesses that the Democrats would like to call before the committee for depositions or for testimony, they will refuse the permission to go up there. No documents. It applies not just to the White House staff, but across the executive branch. So there, you know, we've already seen officials from the State Department who had been heading to the committee to give depositions, and the plug was pulled. So this is absolute 100% Operation Stonewall. And here's what's interesting about it is the argument that the White House has given is that this is not a legitimate inquiry because the Democrats have not formally held a vote to move forward with an impeachment inquiry. That's essentially the argument. And they say because of that, the White House does not have basic rights of due process that would normally be afforded during an impeachment inquiry. For instance, when they had the testimony of Ambassador Volker last week, one White House official told me, look, we didn't even know what he said because we weren't allowed to be in the room. Mm-hmm. They believe that in a formal impeachment inquiry, they would be able to have their lawyers present and also be able to call their own witnesses. But when you ask the question, would the White House suddenly start cooperating? Would they turn over the documents? Would they agree to have the official's testimony if Nancy Pelosi held a vote? No direct answer from the White House or White House counsel.
Interesting. Well, Nancy Pelosi, House Speaker Pelosi, says she's not planning a vote to proceed with a formal vote on an impeachment inquiry and says she doesn't have to. Is that right?
Well, she's not ruling it out, but the Constitution speaks of impeachment. The Constitution gives the House the power to impeach. The Constitution says absolutely nothing about whether or not there has to be a vote to move forward with an inquiry before an impeachment vote. There's no requirement in the Constitution for that. There's no requirement in the rules of the House. So she doesn't have to. If she did it, she would almost certainly have the votes. I mean, we've tabulated, you know, far more than 218 that would be needed to move forward with an impeachment inquiry. So it kind of raises a question, why not just do it and then take away the White House's ability to try to cast aspersions on this process by saying there hasn't been a vote? And my sense is that the reason why she does not want to do this is it would almost certainly be a party line vote. Mm-hmm. I mean, there may be, I could identify a handful of Republicans who could potentially vote yes, but it might be a straight party line vote, and I guess they don't like the optics of that.
Right. Well, one more thing about this letter that was written by White House counsel here, because it has both a legalistic tone, I mean, it's like a 6-page letter, but it also has a very strongly political tone. It's written here that the White House says, quote, put simply, you seek to overturn the results of the 2016 election and deprive the American people of the president they have freely chosen. And then it goes on to say that the White House believes Democrats are not only trying to undo the results of the last election, but influence the next election here. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, it's clearly a political document, and it's a political document in terms of making the case to the public and rallying the president's supporters In that sense, it goes lockstep with what we've seen from the president's campaign, his reelection campaign, which is already, you know, running ads on impeachment. In fact, there was last week alone just Facebook ads, so $700,000+ worth of ads that the campaign purchased. So it's clearly a political document. I would also say it's also a document aimed at the man in the Oval Office, because there's been a lot of frustration in the White House, and I'm told the president himself has been very frustrated with what he sees as insufficient support on his team. He doesn't think that the fight back against this has been strong enough. So this is in part the White House counsel telling the boss, you know, we're fighting on your behalf. It's absolutely every bit as much, maybe more so, a political document than a legal document.
Right, and to that point, John, the president tweeting more about the impeachment inquiry this morning. But let's listen to what Democrat and House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff said yesterday regarding the administration's decision to block a witness from testifying or someone that Congress had desired to hear their testimony, specifically Gordon Sondland, the U.S. ambassador to the European Union. He was supposed to be interviewed by the House Intelligence Committee. And here's what Chairman Adam Schiff said when that didn't happen.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction of the constitutional functions of Congress, a co-equal branch of government.
That's Democrat Adam Schiff of California. Here is how Republican Jim Jordan of Ohio responded to that.
Look, we were actually looking forward to hearing from Ambassador Sondland. We thought he was going to reinforce exactly what Ambassador Volker told us last week. But again, unfortunately, when you have a Speaker of the House who says we need to strike while the iron's hot, when you have a chairman of the committee who is so biased against this president that he wouldn't even tell us that he had met with his staff and met with the whistleblower prior to the whistleblower filing the complaint.
That's Jim Jordan of Ohio. Jonathan Carl, what can House Democrats do to get folks to appear before them if the White House, as you said, has a complete Operation Stonewall going on here?
Well, it's going to be a challenge. The House has in the past and can certainly in this case move forward with subpoenas, go to court to try to enforce those subpoenas. There are it's obviously the legislative branch. They don't have executive power, but they do have power to do things like dock salaries. There's even a there's even a holding place that the speaker can use to hold somebody who is violating the rules. But my sense is the next step will be to go to court to try to enforce these subpoenas. It'll be a legal battle. It'll be a legal battle that will take time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the speaker says that she wants to move in an expeditious manner, but she hasn't put a set timeline on this. There's been talk of trying to get this done by the end of the year, even in finishing up the inquiry by Thanksgiving. But she hasn't put any of those deadlines in place. And the bottom line is now that you have Operation Stonewall in the executive branch, you will see a more long, drawn-out process. Now, several Democrats, Adam Schiff himself has suggested this, there's already enough evidence in the public domain, they believe, to move forward with impeachment. So at some point, you know, there may be a point where the Democrats say, do we want to continue to fight over this, or do we simply want to write up an additional article of impeachment on obstruction of justice, citing the lack of cooperation, the defiance of Congress, and move forward with a vote?
Well, Jonathan Carl is Chief White House Correspondent for ABC News, speaking to us from Washington. John, thank you so much.
Thank you.